everybody had a way to cash in on environmental friendliness today at the convention center. Kim Madrigal from Santa Monica is a blogger and a landlord. She came to the Future Build LA event to learn about multifamily housing. She wants to know how tenants can become more energy efficient.
It's a lot of what tenants do. Like, are you using as little water as you can? Are you taking short showers? Are you being aware of when you're flushing the toilet? Do you have power strips? Are you shutting down your appliances? Because even if you have a TV, anything that uses a remote, anything that has an LED is using electricity.
Madrigal says landscaping consumes 30% of all water in an apartment building. She says that can be reduced with the right landscaping and design. Landscape architect Valerie Watson says her firm plants gardens on building roofs to reduce the heat island effect.
Instead of the surface of the roof absorbing all of the heat from the sun, the plant materials help reflect some of that or absorb some of that. And in effect, it cools the building as well.
Buildings are a major consumer of the nation's energy, and what goes on inside buildings drains resources too. Nathan Ponder works at CyberCopy, a local graphics company that does printing and blueprinting for architects.
Rather than having to print and distribute drawings, everything can be sent electronically. So if something has to be collaborated between an architect and a general contractor, there's no need to actually print a hard copy sheet, FedEx it out, or do any of those kind of things. It can all be done digitally.
But the theme at this event was LEED. LEED stands for Leader, Energy and Environmental Designs. Properties receive points in five categories: sustainable sites, water efficiency, energy resources, and indoor environment. Organizations can get LEED certified depending on the amount of points they get. Duke Graham is the head of Gaia Development, a LEED consulting and energy modeling company. He does a lot of work with building owners.
The idea is that if you have a choice to do LEED or not, if you do your building to LEED standards and get LEED certified, the chances of leasing the building out are greater and perhaps even demanding a premium in lease rates or rent.
Graham says LEED not only helps the environment, but it's also a good marketing tool. Still, if you want to be green or just make more green, changing the way you use energy may be good for business. Neela Jamie, Annenberg Radio News.